You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You guys do Alex Brown yet?
Let's see the Chicago defense here.
Alex Brown, the mighty Gator.
Brought down by Alex Brown, who gives the Gator chomp.
Alex Brown brings him down.
Down he goes.
Down goes Culpepper.
Down goes Roethlisberger. Zapped by Alex Brown.
Manning loses the ball. The Bears are going to wind up with it. Alex Brown creates the fumble.
I mean, the thing about Alex Brown on that play is he just kept working. You know, here Whitfield has him around the neck, but he just lowered that shoulder and just kept going to get to Eli Manning.
Urlacher is blitzing to double team him. The ball is loose. It is Alex Brown.
And again, just hustle. You see him here where this guy has big games against the Giants.
Runs into his own man, and down he goes. Alex Brown will get credit for his fourth sack of the game.
This Bears defensive front has just done a tremendous job today. Alex Brown especially.
Crosby the kick from 38 for the lead, for the pack. Blocked! The Bears blocked the kick! Out of bounds, Chicago ball! The Bears defense comes through!
Unbelievable!
Why is it unbelievable? This is how they is how they win. Their defense does everything for them.
Watch the push up the middle.
Oh, just tremendous push. Alex Brown, you see him number 96 off the ball. Look at all the hands up in the air.
Aaron Rodgers watching goes, you gotta be kidding me.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's very important that I say, when introducing Alex Brown, that he is fourth all time in sacks in Bears history. Not top five, because that would lead you to believe he's fifth. He is fourth all time. It's a very important thing. The other important thing is he's going to be on a cruise. Get this, Spiegs. A night with Chicago football conference champions Brian Urlacher, Rex Grossman, and Alex Brown. Sunday, City Cruises Live. They're going to be on a 3-hour tour. These guys, and if you've never hung out with Alex,
well, I mean, this
might
cruise,
I suggest that you go.
I know you have plenty, and I want to hear about it. I want you guys to discuss, but this boat thing looks kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So
one, like, no one's seen Rex in forever, so the fact that Rex was cool enough to come and do this tour to me is dope. Plus, you get Brian. Plus, you get our buddy 96.
And you get Jeff Joniak, who is guiding the evening himself as part of this as well.
I love this idea. So you should go to cityexperiences.com and take a look for yourself and buy yourself a ticket for not just this, but there are plenty other experiences there that you can check out. Alex Brown now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. 96, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. I mean, I know that, you know, look, they getting you out of your home. They're you getting paid. And that's great. But I also know.
No.
You coming up for free? Is that what's happening, AB? You coming up for free?
Oh, okay. All right. You're right. All right. There might be some truth to that. Okay, fine.
But I do know that once you get here, you are the party. Speaks, let me tell you a story about Alex Brown. All right, you have time for a story about Alex Brown?
I literally have nowhere else that I'm allowed to be.
Okay, so check this out. We're doing the pregame. It was Bears-Rams Sunday night game. Was that 2019?
Oh, was that the low-scoring one?
Uh-huh. So we were doing...
Was it like 8-7 or something?
It was really bad.
Yeah.
We were doing the football after show from that lot right there on Cermak and Wabash. We did the pregame show from there, and then we went back to the studio for the football after show. And so we're sitting there, and Matt is like, why are we outside? And I'm like, I don't know why we're outside. But that people had set up tents, and it was great. So I'm looking over, and they're getting ready to start the show. And they're like, all right, we're going to count you guys down. And they're like, where's Alex? Because I had Lance and I had Matt there. Alex is off in a tent hanging out with a bunch of fans.
Well done, sir.
Doing shots.
Go ahead.
And I'm like, That's why I like to call him the mayor. If he ever ran for mayor of this town, he would win. He's got the $1 million smile, and people absolutely love Alex Brown. Now, see, didn't I make it right?
I appreciate that. Yes. That was excellent. That was excellent.
What can people expect from this tour that you're on?
Oh, it's going to be a blast, man. I thought I heard you guys talking about it earlier. Urlacher's there, right? And then Rex is there. Like, literally fell off the planet when he left. When he left the NFL, so getting Rex back in. I mean, I talked to him, but as far as the fans of Chicago that were able to witness that 06 season, that 06 run, and then his career in Chicago, they'll get to see him for the first time in a very long time. So it's just, I mean, we come out, we hang around, have a drink or two. Tell some stories. I'm sure Jeff will have plenty of stories to tell about us. So, and then we'll have some we can share ourselves. So, and we're going to have three of these. So this is the first one. And then we'll have two more during the season. Hopefully the Bears are winning and people are super excited about the Bears in the season. So hopefully it goes well.
So Alex, refresh me. You and Rex, were you friendly at Florida? As teammates at the University of Florida before you became Bears as well?
Yeah, we were. So I didn't know what the hell. So I'm a country boy, man. I don't know what the hell a whippet is, okay? I don't know what that is. So my dog introduced me to this, and I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, okay. So I didn't know what it was. So, but yeah, Rex and I, we hung out a lot, had a blast. It was fun, man. We had a good time. Shit, it's college, man. Come on.
Yeah, no, college. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wait,
that was the time.
AB, what was the game where he was it you were suspended for it or he was suspended for it? And I think it was you going to the coach and being like, hey, that's enough of that suspension. Let's get our guy back in the game.
Yes. This was Orange Bowl, Maryland.
Yes.
We're playing Maryland. My brother walked on at Maryland, and he talked so much trash about how they would beat us if we ever played Maryland. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. There's no way you're going to beat us. And they won the ACC that year. And I was like, oh, okay. You won the ACC, so now they have to play us. We were upset because we didn't want to be there. Now, get it. Now, this was during 2001, 9/11 happened. So we ended up playing. We didn't play Tennessee that weekend, so we had to play them at the end of the season. At the end of the season, they beat us in overtime. Might not have been overtime. Might have been regulation, but they beat us by two. And that was almost like a consolation. We thought we were the best team in the country. So going and playing Maryland at the Orange Bowl was like, we were pissed off. So we just didn't really want to be there. And it was just party, party, party. And Rex gets suspended for a half. And this we weren't losing. It was like 10-7 or something. So Andre and I, we go to Coach Spurrier. We're like, hey, man, listen, I get what you're trying to do. This is my last game. All right, let's get the man back out there. Let's go. Rex came in second in the Heisman that year. He should have won it, but he came in second. Rex hits the field. I think we were up by 25 at halftime. It was just like he was the motor that made that offense go, and it was unreal. And we had a pretty good defense, so I mean, I thought we had the best team. I wish we'd had the opportunity to play Miami that year.
Dominique Foxworth talks about this game all the time. All the time. And he said it was just a nightmare for him because they did think that they were very good. And then, then Rex comes in. What was the final on that game, Speed? Was it like 55-6 or something stupid like that?
It was bad. It was bad. I'm going to get 52-17. I don't know.
Yeah, at South Carolina, right? 54.
No. Maryland.
Maryland, excuse me. Yeah. 56-23. Sorry, you also beat South Carolina 54-17 that year. Mississippi State 52-0. And of course, Louisiana Monroe 55-6. I was looking at the Heisman voting because, yeah, Rex finished second behind Eric Crouch. Of Nebraska.
Travesty. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I remember the travesty because Eric Crouch threw for 1,500 yards. So he was a running quarterback, but he wasn't necessarily a great multi-thread quarterback. And Rex had almost 4,000 yards and 34 touchdowns.
And he barely played in the fourth quarter many of those games. Man. Barely played.
I also love that, you know, 96 was really good. I mean, that was a good player. Fourth all time. Not top five, fourth all time in sacks and Bears history. Right. Folks need to go look at 13, though. Look at 13 because 13 in Florida was a problem for everybody.
Well, see, okay. I mean, and the difference is, and I found out the difference when I got to the NFL. When I'm at the Gators, well, we could be up 21-0 in the first quarter. And now it's just rush the quarterback, rush the quarterback. I get to Chicago, it's like, boy, we might score 21 points in the first three games of the season. I'm like, oh, all right. So we can't make any mistakes on defense. And it's not just rush the quarterback. It's actually playing the run and that stuff, which we rarely had to do at the University of Florida. So kudos to Coach Spurrier and his offense for getting us in position to make some plays on the quarterback.
So when you have to be prepared to defend the run, you just obviously, you know, what I've always thought about and sort of understood is that you can't just have that get off and just that quick first step burst to go after the quarterback. But what is the difference in your mind? What is the difference in your mindset when you know you got to worry about the run instead of just being able to be free and easy on the edge and go get the quarterback?
Well, it's just your angle. I think what I learned when I got to the NFL, it was just your angle on how you're approaching it, not running up the field, but running at the neck or the outside shoulder of that tackle. And if you attack that outside shoulder, that's going to keep you from running up the field, but also it's going to put you in a really good position to maintain that C-gap integrity if it is, in fact, a run your way. So just it's how you're attacking. If you're attacking up the field, which is what you'll do when it's third and 12 and you know they're probably in a 7-step drop, 5-step drop, then yeah, you want to angle more up the field. But first and second down, you better be at the outside shoulder and just get off the ball the same way. And it's just you use your – I mean, I wasn't a big guy. I'm 250 pounds on a play, but it's like those guys I'm going against are 330, 325, so benching 400 or 500 pounds. So you got to play with an edge, man, and that's what I don't think I've seen a lot of. If you count the last, I mean, since I left, I guess there's not many guys that play with that edge out there. You got to be pissed off sometimes.
AB joining us here, Alex Brown joining us on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Caleb Williams is learning something new with Ben Johnson. He's going to take the ball from under center. He's going to be left foot forward when he's taking the ball out of the pistol or shotgun. For quarterbacks that are just learning on turning their back to the defense, what's the notes that defensive players have on players that are have to take that snapshot of what you guys are doing as they try and sell a play fake?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it comes for us, for the defensive line, not much will really change outside of in your mind. You think you might have another step to get there because the secondary, they can show. The secondary, let's say they show two man and then they change it to cover three. Like while he's under center, they can show one thing. And at the snap of the ball, they change it. So as he gets to the top of his drop, Now he's seeing something different. That is something that they'll play with. Defenses will play with his head a little bit like that. But if they make a mistake, I think he has the weapons outside and he has the talent to be able to make defenses pay when they make a mistake. So I think that's a way they'll mess with him in the beginning. But I'm sure Coach Ben Johnson and that staff, I'm sure they'll put all this stuff in front of him during spring, during training camp, and get him ready for the beginning of the season.
Could you hear stuff from assistant coaches in a different way if they were former players in the league, Alex? Because this Bears staff has a few guys like that now, you know, at different position
Antoine
groups.
Antoine Randall Hill.
Yep.
Al Harris is on that coaching staff
JT
now.
Barrett.
Eric Bieniemy.
Yep, there's a few. Did you hear it in a different way?
I love how you say that. That's just being nice. So you're a nice guy. But they're not saying anything different, actually. They're saying the same thing. It's just what you're putting into it. As a player, do you respect it enough to not question it? Just do it, right? So when Ron Rivera walks in, when he played for the 85 Bears, what the hell am I going to say? Yes, whatever you say, do. We're doing. Let's ride. And it still took us a little bit. It still took a couple of times where Urlacher's in the huddle and he calls a blitz and we just run the front four. We just want to rush. We just want to rush our front four against their five. And coach calls a blitz. Well, we got to trust that, right? So, yes, you won't hear anything different. It's just what you respect it because he played, because you feel like he knows what he's talking about. Whether I know what I'm talking about or not, when we get on this boat and I'm talking to all these fans, because they believe what I'm saying, you know, they believe like, oh, he must know what he's talking about. They're going to believe it, right? Whether I'm right or wrong, now if somebody go fact check me, I'm going to be right. I'm just telling you, I'm going to be right. But
all right, so hearing it a different way is the nice guy. So there are some coaches then you just didn't give a crap what they said, just didn't buy it and didn't listen sometimes.
No, you're going to listen because it's your job, right? You're going to listen, but it's just like, really? Hey, the hell are we doing blitzing on this play like that? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? I mean, you're going to run the play, but you might, I don't know. I ain't going to say it. You might argue a little bit or complain a little bit, I'll say.
So Urlacher was on the station a couple days ago, and he was talking about Olin's Hall of Fame candidacy. And I know you had to go up against Olin every day in practice. Yep. When you think about the type of player that he was and the type of leader in you guys' locker room, what would be your argument if they put you in the room and said, hey, make the case for Olin Krutz? What would your argument be?
I think he did it on the field. Just look at the stuff he did on the field. And when you put that up, I think that puts him in the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest centers and offensive linemen to ever play this game. Now, for me, watching him over the years help guys become pros, because when you get there, you have no idea how to be a pro. You're just a young kid that's out there hungry, trying to run around and make plays. But understanding how to be a pro, understanding the things you have to do, how you have to treat your body, how you have to approach practice, how you have to approach walkthroughs, how you have to approach even special teams. When you're a player that you need special teams to stick with the team, so you can get an opportunity to get on the field, well, there's a way you need to approach that. So having a guy like Olin there and being able to bounce stuff off of him after the first year, because as a rookie, I don't know if you want to bounce anything off of him, just leave him alone, you know? But after that first year, then, yeah, I mean, he was super helpful. I think that include that. And, I mean, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. I mean, I think he's just – He was an amazing, amazing, amazing player, and I think he was as effective off the field with his teammates, the ones that he actually cared for. He was as effective.
Man.
I mean, yeah, wait, this is not new news now. There's some people that Olin didn't give two shits about, so just we know that.
We do. Well, I mean, it's interesting because he's got to be sure that you're worth it, that you're going to be busting your ass,
you can help him win.
Yeah, you can help him win. You're somebody he wants in the foxhole, and then he'll invest in you. You know, but I even hear that in his commentary, man. He said something about Caleb This, you know, as the Bears made all their moves about how the Bears are investing in Caleb and now he's got to invest in them, I've been able to get it out of my head this entire offseason. They've given that quarterback everything he could want at this point. So now he's got to show up, right? What you got, Caleb?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, when you're a quarterback and you have a certain skill set and the team does everything they can to put around you the things you need so they can highlight everything you do well, then now's just time to go play, right? But he can't do that prior to the season starting, right? Everybody wants to see it now, want to see it now, but there is a growing process. And when you see it, it's going to be amazing. I do think we'll see it this year. I do think he's going to have one of those years that everybody, the damn bandwagon will be full. It will be overflowing after this season, because all the pieces are in place, and I think he's a hell of a player. I think he will be a hell of a player in this league for a long time, and I'm glad he's on our team.
I want to tap into you as the sports dad. You know, all the kids are in sports, but Tony, your oldest was draft eligible, and I know that you were like, man, I hope the White Sox draft him. It would be so cool if he was a White Sox. What's up with Tony? And where might he end up going?
Because I am shocked right now. Because there were some kids that were drafted that he played with at Mercer. And I watched him play. And not to talk bad about the kid. He got drafted. Okay, great. But draft that kid, Antonio Brown, and you're gonna have a diamond in the rough. A kid that's going to come in and play every day. Not just because he's my son, but because I've watched him do it. The kid understands how to be a pro because he's been around it his whole life. He understands how to approach the game. He's a baller, man. He plays down in Puerto Rico now. So in double A or A ball, he went down there, won rookie of the year. They moved him to double A ball. He won rookie of the year, broke all the stolen base records, batted over 330. He's a player. He doesn't look like it. Like, you know what I mean? When you look at it, you don't pass that eye test when you want that kid. Like, he's the number one player in 2026 class. There's a corner. His dad is a corner, played at Atlanta. And he's unreal. But the kid's 6'4". He's like 210. And he's 15, 16 years old. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be all right, you know? He's pretty good. But Tony doesn't do that. When you look at him, he's a little kid, got a little muscle on him, but the kid can play baseball. He can play baseball. So I watch a lot of baseball. I watch a lot of it. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and be A-Rod. I'm saying what he's going to do is he's not going to look like he doesn't belong. That's what he's not going to do. And if he's coached by the right people, I think he can ascend and be on a major league team one of these days. I think he will. I think he's going to do it regardless. So I just think the White Sox should get him. If Atlanta gets him, great, because I can go watch him all the time. But the White Sox get him, that'd be cool too.
That's cool, man. Nice to hear you talk about your son. Good luck to him. I hope it happens.
Yeah, AB, we appreciate you jumping on, man. Have fun on the cruise. And I know it's going to be a blast for everyone. If this was any indication of the type of storytelling that is going to go on the boat, you are going to have a very good time with Brian Urlacher and Rex Grossman and Alex Brown. Alex, stay well, man. We love you. Thank you so much for coming through.
100%, baby. All the time. Love y'all, man.
Thanks, Alex. We're on a boat. And yeah, there's three of them.
Yep.
So if you can't do this one, there's another one coming up in October, another one coming up in November. Sexy Rexy.
I'm just going to tell you that there is no better person to have in a situation like this than Alex Brown.
To hang out, get your questions answered.
He's go
like, shoot the breeze.
The videos that are going to come out from that, like just him, the way that he hangs with people is amazing.
Maybe learn a little bit more about his Whippets history. I didn't want to follow up.
I thought it was pretty cool that he told us that. Tanny, how is your hand and your nerves right now?
I think I tore my labrum reaching for that dump button.
Dr. James Andrews would like to operate on you after all that difficult
work. I'm starting to think that people are just think this is the show to cuss on.
Let them. That means they're comfortable, and it's a bonus for you online listeners.
Because even Kaylin, even sweet
that one
Kaylin,
shook me.
It shook me too.
Alex, you are allowed to warn people about that. You're not allowed to step up and add that to your
I kind of don't want
resume.
You to now. It's kind of a thing.
You
it's
can't
a nice,
say the S word. You can't yeah, say the
it's
F
a nice
word.
Treat for the people who are listening online. They seem to enjoy it quite a bit.
And just let them know there's journalistic standards that we hold to. We ask questions a lot around here, okay?
Wow, that was a...
You let them know about that stuff.
Roundabout way to get back to that.
We're going
to
play a game coming up next. It's categories.
Is one of them passive aggressiveness?
Oh, no, it's... No.
That's the game within the game. We've been playing it this entire time.
It was for years. Not anymore, I don't think. Let's go.
Categories is back, baby. It's better than ever. Yeah. Next on the score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories, and we play it every damn week on this show.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. Thursdays, and the categories are three. Two sports, one non-sports. They have to do with topics.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. The categories were left at home today, I was told.
The categories were left at home on the dining room table.
And wait, so we're not doing categories?
My wife is a hero and took pictures of each category page and sent them to me. I sent them to Ray Diaz.
Ray Diaz, the essential hero.
The essential hero, and they have now been printed. Ready to go, everybody? You get to play along.
You can see everything, right?
Yeah, I'm locked and loaded, baby.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So here's the deal. Kyle Schwarber might have the most impressive home run list ever. He has homered in the wild card game, the DS, the CS, and the World Series in every league. ALDS, NLDS. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? World Baseball Classic. And the All-Star Game swing-off. His list of home runs is incredible. What I also have is the active leaders in postseason home runs.
Ooh.
He is second with 21, is Kyle Schwarber, in terms of active leaders in postseason home runs. You obviously have to think of teams that were in the postseason quite a bit in recent years and active players. Lawrence Holmes, you are first. Schwarber is second. I have the top 25 in front of me.
Reggie Jackson.
No, active.
Oh, active. I'm sorry. My bad. Active.
He's recently retired.
He is not active. He was activated to shoot the queen, though.
They did a great job. That's the next category. Best queen shooters of anybody.
In movies. Let's make sure that we say the in movies part.
But these are
this.
Active players who have hit the most postseason home runs.
I'm gonna go. Actually, this is good because now I'm like, what the?
I'm gonna go with
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr. unfortunately has not been in enough postseason games to qualify.
Dang
and
it!
Hit some home runs. You are out, sir. Tanny.
Son of a.
Postseason active home run.
I couldn't even tell you which teams have won the World Series in the past 10 years, but I'm going to take a shot here. A guy who's been in a lot of postseason games.
Yeah.
Is it current Chicago Cub, Justin Turner?
Justin Turner is on this list
at
number 13 with 13 postseason home runs. Yes. Alex Kuhn.
How about Mookie Betts?
Betts is not on this list.
Between Boston and LA, he's not on the list.
No, active postseason home run guy, not on this list.
All right, so Tanny wins.
Give us one more.
Okay, I got a few names here, but I'm just going to go with one that I would kick myself if I didn't say. Bryce Harper
is number 8 on the list with 17.
Is Freddie Freeman on the list?
Freddie Freeman is on the list. Keep going, everybody.
Jose Altuve
is number 1 on the list.
Correa.
Carlos Correa is number 7. Keep going.
Kike
Hernandez is number 10. Bregman's number 3. Yordan Alvarez is number 14. Keep going.
See, now that we've got
Castellanos.
Nicholas Castellanos, not on the list. Alex, you're out for the second time.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Oh, yeah, lots of Astros. Springer is on the list. Kyle Tucker is on the list. And lots of Dodgers. Corey Seager. Max Muncy, Jock Peterson.
Young Jock!
Cody Bellinger, and lots of folks like that.
How about the year Cody Bellinger's having?
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, Nico said something. Those three home runs, are any of them home runs at Wrigley? The three he hit as a Yankee?
Probably not, but it's why I thought it would be a good place for him. And then, of course, there was the one that was brought back, too.
But there was also one that a fan blocked Pete on, too. So, you know, it's just... Baseball is a funny game. Category number 2 is Tanny has won the first.
Now I'm going to pay attention.
I am looking at a list of the second round draft picks by your Chicago Bears since we've been talking so much about second round draft picks of the NFL and of these Bears. Dating back to 2003, these are the last 25 players.
I'm going
to
be dead in this
the
category.
Bears, you know them. It's a weird context maybe, but then you're like, oh yeah, that guy was a second rounder. Oh yeah, that guy was a second rounder. That guy was a second rounder. It's actually, you know a lot more. You know a lot of these guys. Go ahead, Chris Tannehill. And these years guys count.
Jervon Dexter.
Yes, Jervon Dexter is second round pick in 2023.
How long ago?
Go back to 2003. Alex Kuhn, you're next.
Kyler Gordon.
You bet. Kyler Gordon, second round pick. Lawrence Holmes.
Matt Forte,
absolutely a second round pick in 2008. See? You know a lot of these guys. Go ahead, Tanny.
Mike Brown.
2001, right?
Yeah.
I have only go back to 2003.
Shoot!
As I mentioned.
I love playing categories.
Alex, you got a second round pick for me.
Jaquan Brisker.
Damn right, Jaquan Brisker right after Kyler Gordon. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Luther Burden III.
Yes, you bet. Luther Burden III. Alex.
Ozzie Trapillo.
Yes, Ozzie Trapillo. Lawrence.
Shamar
Turner. Yes, Alex.
Kyle Fuller. Was he a first round?
He was a first round draft pick. Lawrence.
Woo!
Go ahead.
Phil Emery watched him that one time.
Yeah, that's right. Against Georgia Tech. Or what he's, it was at Georgia Tech. It was at Navy. It was against Georgia Tech. That's right. The dumb things. Lawrence, got another second round pick just for fun?
I don't.
No, Jalen Johnson, maybe?
Jalen Johnson.
Cole Kmet, Tyreek Stevenson, Tevin Jenkins.
I love Tevin Jenkins.
I know.
Adam, did he sign with anyone?
Yeah, somewhere. 1 year prove it, I think. Adam Shaheen.
Oh, God.
Eddie Goldman. Ego Ferguson.
Ego Ferguson.
Alshon Jeffrey. Danielle Manning, Devin Hester, a second-round pick.
Alshon Jeffires.
And the guy who I thought you were going to go for.
Ashlon?
Charles Tillman. Charles Tillman from 2003, a second-round draft pick. All right, your third and final category. We were talking about Superman because Superdog has come up. I'm looking at the highest-grossing superhero films of all time. These are the top 30 superhero films.
Then there's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
I'm sorry, Mr. Francesca. These are the top 30 superhero grossing, highest grossing films of all time. Alex Kuhn, can you name me a superhero film that you think is on this list?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, number 16 on the list with more than $1 billion. I'll tell you, 2008 doesn't go back much further than that because of the money of everything, just so you know. Lawrence.
Avengers Endgame.
Number one with $2.8 billion. Tanny.
Avengers Ultron. Somebody Ultron.
Yeah, it's number five, Avengers Age of Ultron. Alex.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Let's see, I got that one.
Before,
this
right?
This one. Looking at the first one. Yeah, no, I don't have Iron Man. I'm sorry. Alex, you're out.
Avengers Infinity War.
Number two, over $2 billion. Tanny.
Black Panther.
Black Panther, number six on this list. Yes. Lawrence.
Civil War.
Captain America Civil War, $1.1 billion. Number 10.
Jeez.
Billion with a B. Tanny.
Captain America.
Captain America.
The First Avenger.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is probably on the list.
Isn't it Captain America colon Winter Soldier?
Okay. That is correct.
That would be no.
Deep cut. It's a B-side for the Marvel audience. I liked it.
Unfortunately, no. Lawrence, one
shocker,
more.
Lawrence is going to win this.
I know.
Yeah, we were doomed from the start.
It was
on
a gift.
One.
I know.
Justice League.
Justice.
Oh, wow.
League.
Ooh.
Hold on. Okay. Simmer down.
Justice League not on there?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Steam, we need the rest of the list here. The one that has Captain America Winter Soldier on it.
I got no.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman.
Oh, two guesses. Okay. Well, can I Batman, have an opportunity
Superman
to get back
is in there.
In?
Yes.
Keep going.
Okay,
keep right. going.
Is again. Dark Knight Rises in there?
Dark Knight Rises, number 14. You're both still in. I'm giving you the double guess. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Is number 12 on the list. Tanny.
Did we say Endgame Avengers?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm out then.
He's out. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
I don't know what they're all called. I could have said Spider-Man all day.
You could have. Spider-Man Homecoming number 19. Yes.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse.
No?
No. I got No Way Home. I got Spider-Man 3. Iron Man 3 was there.
Which is ridiculous because it's the worst of the Iron Man movies and maybe the worst Marvel movie.
The first Avengers movie, The Avengers. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, that's right.
Aquaman, Captain Marvel, Joker.
The Green Lantern.
Doctor Strange.
Not that movie because that movie's terrible.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, two and 3 are in here. Not 1 for whatever reason. Wonder Woman, Spider-Man 2, Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2, Venom, Thor Ragnarok.
Venom.
And
Venom.
That is your list. That has been categories. The winner, as always, the listener.
Wholeheartedly agree with that. All right, we need to take a break. Speaking of superheroes and origin stories, there's an origin story that's happening on the north side. We need to talk about it. We'll do that next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Giggle and Holmes.
Hi, Boog. We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
One
more. In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score. You are a gift to this game. You don't change, okay?
It's Joe Davis during the All-Star game.
Tanny is so on fire about that. He hates that we're doing this segment.
But he suggested it. That's the conundrum.
That's why he's a professional.
That's right. That's that man's life.
He knows that the people want more PCA stuff.
But he's also the same guy that said if PCA did the slide that Chase Meidroth did a couple weeks ago, it would have led the 2 and the 5.
And SportsCenter.
Yeah. He's not wrong about that. Pico Armstrong, really good. Traded for 41 games of Javi Baez by the New York Mets. And their former GM knows that he got taken and is, he's not embarrassed. He's not willing to come on the radio anymore just to get dunked on about the trade. He politely declined the request to Alex Kuhn.
It was a really nice moment, too, where PCA and Javi Baez are there in Atlanta together, because there's a lot of similarities between those two dudes. And the reaction to those two dudes, I think there's also a similarity. Like, there's a... people just like those guys.
They both have an electricity and a magnetism that transcends a team sometimes. And yeah, I mean, Pete's a very, very thoughtful and interesting dude. And so I'm not surprised that there are things we learn along the way about how he became this guy at such a young age. Like, it's been a process for Pete.
So GQ did a profile on him. Matthew Roberson was on the morning show today. And he talked about that experience. So this is what he said about the early experiences in New York and those who helped him find his way.
Yeah, I think the intent was to, you know, highlight a baseball player who is having a great season and, you know, in many ways a historic season. But also, you know, if we can just be frank, a professional baseball player who has a real interesting, vibrant personality, because those are few and far between, I guess. And one thing that that Pete and I talked about that didn't end up making the story was, you know, when he burst onto the scene, both with, you know, the Mets initially, and then when he gets traded to the Cubs and has to kind of reintroduce himself to that organization, he understands that he's kind of not for everybody, right? Like, especially in a sport as steeped in tradition as baseball, you know, when a kid shows up and he's never played a major league game and he's got bleach blonde hair and he's got the earrings and he's got his cool clothes, you know, there's players who are going to bristle at that and say, oh, what have you done to earn this, young man? You know what I mean? Like, let's save the flash until you're an established big leaguer. And, you know, Pete didn't really care about all that. He's, you know, as you guys probably are well aware of, he's someone who's going to be himself no matter what. But, you know, he told stories about, you know, getting pulled aside by certain people. He wouldn't, you know, name names, but certain people would be like, hey, tone it down. And then on the flip side, you know, names that he did mention were guys like Francisco Lindor and Dom Smith, who was on the Mets at the time, being like, hey, man, just don't worry about all that. Keep doing you. You know, you don't make it as far as you have in this game without, you know, holding on to the stuff that makes you unique, which we heard him talk about, you know, in that viral clip during the All-Star game. So the intent was to show that, like, you know, there is this 23-year-old kid, and who knows what'll be, you know, who knows what will become of the rest of his career. But right now we've got one of the best players in the game who likes being famous. He likes talking about, you know, how this all happened to him, and he's not someone who's going to shy away from, you know, being a little swaggy, a little different.
Man, I love hearing that. Francisco Lindor, you can see being a guy with big old personality. Dom Smith is a laid-back dude. But Dom Smith seeing that, no, all right, so that's you. Okay, so go ahead, keep doing you. That's really cool.
It's important to have someone do that for you. It is also, I will say this, it is also important to have the person that's like, hey, do you, but
hey,
watch out for blank, blank, and blank.
For sure. It takes a whole batch. Like, in the piece, he talks about how he showed up late for his COVID test on his very first day with the Mets. His very first day showing face, and he overslept by 2 hours. And the farm director, who had a hand in drafting him, said to him, dude, if you ever do this again, you are not going to play. And he had to learn that lesson. And we've all had stuff like that. I overslept for my first producer shift, and Dave Baum said, you can never do that again. Never, ever. And I was like, all right, sir, thank you. And I never did it again.
And then he was like, turn over to channel one. Check out what's going on, yep, on channel one.
Also, hold my hair, because I'm done.
Yeah, when he told you, was the top down or was the top up?
Top was up. That's how I knew it was serious. Oh,
yeah, it's real serious. If the top was up. If the top was down, it would be like, hey, daddy-o. But if the top is up,
then
your ass is grass.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting the realness at that point.
It's pretty much how it is. More from Matthew Roberson, who wrote the profile in GQ. Why is Chicago a better fit for PCA?
That appeal is nice for Pete when he's visiting, because he doesn't have to get swarmed by people on the street being like, oh my God, you're Pete Crow Armstrong. Or, like, you know, you have to relive kind of the, like, oh, my grandpa was a Mets fan and his, you know, like, you don't have to deal with the whole conversation of what, you know, the Mets mean or what baseball means to these people, because Pete can just walk down the street unbothered in New York. So when we were sitting in this coffee shop, I was kind of waiting. I was curious to see if anyone would be like, hey, are you Pete Crow Armstrong, and ask for a photo or ask for an autograph or whatever. Didn't happen at all. He was very able to just blend right in. I think wearing a hat in his case helps. You know, I know he doesn't have the blonde hair with the blue stars anymore, but even just the orange curls are very notable. So no one recognized him, which I think he probably liked. You know, it allows him to kind of just live a normal lifestyle. In Chicago, you know, I think it's a little different. He did mention that, you know, he's not going out a ton in Chicago just because, A, it's not super duper in line with his personality to, like, you know, go 3 for 4 and then, you know, hit the club afterwards. But also because he's, you know, he is someone who understands that this game can be very difficult. It can be very fleeting. You know, you can go 5 for 5 one day and 0 for 5 the next day. So I think he really understands that, like, if I let the fame eat me, it's going to become a problem. So let's try to keep it at arm's length right now. And I do think that, you know, for a lot of people, that is the appeal of New York. I think that's why he feels comfortable here, is because he's like, hey, you know, the fame monster lives here, but I have the tools to defeat it.
It's a good piece in GQ and a nice book by The Morning Show. They had a good show this morning. Had a bunch of good ideas on that show.
Can I offer a theory on Chicago versus New York? And,
sure.
And Wrigley versus, what's the name of that ballpark? Is it New Shea or whatever it
City.
Is? City. City Field. I think that, and I've been near there, and you know, Zach grew up in Queens, so whenever we would go for DePaul St. John's games, he would kind of walk me around what's going on in Queens. I think there's something to the idea of Cubs players being neighborhood guys because they can literally live a couple of blocks away from the ballpark.
Yeah, a lot of them have through the years.
I mean, even Theo. Like, Theo was right down the street from the ballpark. Like, that. There's something about that that I think you don't have to kind of helicopter in from another place. Like, you're just another one of those guys who happens to live around Wrigley Field. And I bet it, I don't know if Pete lives near the ballpark or not. I'm just saying that that could be another reason why it might be an easier thing for players living here versus, well, I live in Manhattan, but I play in Queens.
Yeah. I mean, it's also, it's just a nicer city, man. People are nicer. We are a nicer town. It doesn't mean we're soft. We're just kinder than New Yorkers.
We still have a little bit of the Midwest nice along with Chicago tough.
Yeah, right. It's a really nice pick. And Pete knows it. And he said in the article, you're in the best city. Chicago's like the perfect little bit of everything. You remember when he was in the seventh spot and he was saying how much he liked it there? He's like, oh, I don't want to move. This is a perfect little spot for me. I can just hang out here. I can just be under the radar. Like, he's still, there's still part of him that knows that kind of mindset is okay. You know, now he's been moved up and he's doing fine, moved up.
He went at wherever he's been put, he's done well, which means he's just having a great year.
Just not lead off.
And it's fun. It's fun to watch him have this great year. And I'm glad that you know, people for the most part have left him alone. I do think that's going to change. I do think that because he is a rock star, that there is going to be a level of appreciation for him that might at times get a little uncomfortable. Even here, it might get a little uncomfortable for him. And I'm not trying to say this is a bad thing. He's earned it. Like, people want to be around that guy. Like, people want to see if any of that aura, like, they can attach themselves to. He just seems like the new hotness and the new coolness. So,
yeah, man.
So, you know, I applaud him for, so far, handling it very well.
But, it's interesting, like, the teachable moments and the lessons that we are seeing about the frustration. We played the clips yesterday from Council and from Pete talking about Council. That's been a process. That's what this story details. It's been a process for Pete, going back 4 years, 5 years in the Mets system and having a bunch of different people help him grow up. That's a very nice thing about baseball sometimes. You get time to do that.
Yeah. Did I see the very handsome Daniel Van Kirk?
I think we did. I think,
oh,
look
there
at that.
He is.
Look at that. The beard is resplendent.
Oh, they're being handsome.
The comedy is solid. The score bona fides are legit.
Are you sure that he has time for us today?
I think he's not doing anything during the day. I think he's just like thumbs literally
inserted.
No, but
he's got a thing tonight.
Tonight he's got stuff. But what else is he doing today? You know?
Okay.
Going to the Jewels?
Look, you do a very good job of balancing your performer life. Where sometimes, like, you'll walk out of here and I'll be like, what are you doing tonight? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go be at Martyrs. We're doing a bunch of shows. I'm like, that's, you could have not done the radio show today.
Oh, believe me.
That is always your first choice.
No.
And then Mitch is like, Lawrence can't be left to his own devices.
No, we can't trust him. He worries too much.
It's the truth.
Daniel Van Kirk is here and he's going to hang out and you're going to enjoy it. Stick with us on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.